Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
Margot Robbie, nominated for a Supporting Actress Oscar for Bombshell, also played a comic book superhero in the disappointing and very dark Suicide Squad. Now that heroine, newly single, is back in Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
Quick history lesson. This all started when the Joker and I broke up. And soon enough, I was back on my feet, ready to embrace the fierce goddess within.
There are many references to the Joker here, but he never makes an appearance. Instead, the movie's about Harley teaming up with four other formidably tough women to overcome a savage billionaire with an unpleasant habit of cutting off women's faces. He's played in appropriate, over-the-top comic book style by Ewan McGregor.
I wasn't the only dame in Gotham looking for emancipation.
What?
You are so cool. We're gonna have to work together.
Sure.
Psychologically speaking, vengeance rarely brings the catharsis we hope for.
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Kathy Ann, the young director who makes her big-budget feature film debut with this ambitious project, teams with Bumblebee screenwriter Christina Hodgson and Margot Robbie acting as her own producer. That means it's nearly an all-female collaboration, creating a grotesque fantasy full of sadism and mental illness in which all the bad guys are male and all the good guys, including Mary Elizabeth Winstead as the Huntress and Jussie Smollett's sister, Journey Smollett-Bell, as a singer street fighter known as Black Canary. It tries to mix comedy with brutal action, but provides neither laughs nor thrills. For the gifted Margot Robbie, this marks by far the least interesting performance of her otherwise brilliant career. It's rated R, of course, 2 stars for Birds of Prey and The Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn, a bad film that feels nearly as long as its title.